Hello, and thank you so much for tuning into the Education Burrito, a podcast that unwraps the everyday challenges in learning and teaching in education, exploring the ins and outs and highs and lows and different pedagogy approaches, enhancing student engagement amongst everything in education. My name is Q Sum, and each episode I'll be joined by special guests as we unwrap the Education Burrito. Oh, hello there. It has been a while, hasn't it? But I am back. So to start this new academic year, I was thinking of doing another chimichanga challenge to get the ball rolling. For those who aren't aware, a chimichanga challenge is where I try to summarise a learning and teaching or a student engagement paper, but also saving you, our listeners, time to read the paper in full. So be sure to listen to the end if you want a quick summary of the paper. So, are we ready? Alright, let's do the countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, go, start.
So, this research paper focuses on understanding the experiences of co-creation practices at the University of Warwick. The researchers utilised a single case study approach and employed a research method of semi-structured interviews to explore the perspectives of staff and students involved in co-creation initiatives at the university. The study emphasised the collaborative nature of the research itself, as it was co-authored by both staff and students, breaking away from traditional roles and fostering a true partnership. The researchers aimed to investigate how the university emphasised on co-creation was perceived and experienced by those engaged in it. The University of Warwick, a prominent Russell Group institution in the UK, serves as the research setting. While co-creation is practiced in certain ways within the university, there is room for its further adoption and promotion across various departments. And so the research delves into the challenges and benefits of co-creation and the dynamics of student-staff partnership. A purposive sampling strategy was used to select participants who have been involved in co-creation projects or initiatives. Semi-structured interviews were conducted with a total of 20 participants over 3 months. The participants included a mix of staff and students from various backgrounds, disciplines, and roles within the university. Thematic analysis was applied to the interview data, resulting in 16 sub-themes that were grouped into 5 overarching themes: collaborative gains, perspective on co-creation from staff and students, communication, creating space, and principles of co-creation. So for the first theme of collaborative gains, participants highlighted opportunities and benefits of co-creation, such as enhanced dialogue, engagement, learning from each other, and achieving beyond initial expectations. Co-creation was viewed as enabling the production of outcomes that extend beyond individual contributions. Theme number 2 was on the perspective on co-creation from staff and students. Here the study explored how co-creation relationships were initiated and the power dynamics that sometimes hindered equitable collaborations. The importance of deconstructing hierarchical barriers and creating an inclusive environment for all participants was emphasised. Theme number 3 was on communication. Here the effective communication was identified as crucial for cultivating co-creative relationships. Participants stressed the need for active listening, equal contribution, and fostering a safe, equal space for sharing ideas. Theme number 4 was creating space. The physical and virtual spaces for co-creation were discussed. Participants highlighted the significance of inclusive spatial designs and the importance of creating an environment where participants could bring their whole selves to the collaboration. And finally, theme number 5 was on the principles of co-creation. Here the study emphasised the necessity of establishing principles for effective co-creation, including building relationships based on trust, mutual respects, transparency and honest dialogues. The importance of transparency and the acknowledgements of the challenges of co-creation and the need for ongoing reflection and adaptation was underscored. The research findings highlighted the complexities and the benefits of co-creation within a university setting. The study emphasised the importance of fostering an inclusive, transparent and principled approach to co-creation, with an emphasis on equitable relationships and effective communication. While co-creation offers significant advantages, it requires careful consideration and cultivation to achieve its full potential. Here, the paper discusses the benefits, the challenges, and the necessary structures for successful co-creation in higher education. The participants in the study acknowledge that co-construction or co-constructing knowledge, skills, and partnerships can be uncomfortable and challenging. However, the advantages for both students and staff in universities are significant and cannot be overlooked. It's important to recognise that not all practices involving students can be labelled as co-creation, as some might use the term as a buzzword without adhering to its principles. This study's findings provide insights for individuals and institutions considering adopting co-creation practices. Firstly, creating more democratic learning environments can benefit both staff and students, often requiring a shift away from traditional hierarchical relationships by removing academic barriers. Secondly, it's the transitioning from traditional modes of control to more collaborative approaches that can create a deeper sense of cohesion, albeit with feelings of risk and vulnerability. And lastly, co-creation relies on trust, communication and collaboration, emphasising the need for safe space for these elements to thrive in partnerships between staff and students. While the study shed light on the co-creation practices in a UK university, it is limited to a single institution and the specific participant groups. Further research is encouraged to better understand staff and students' perspectives on co-creation within different universities. The authors hope that this research serves as a stepping stone for those new to co-creation, inspiring reflection and applications to their own practices. They advocate for continued research to challenge resistance to co-creation and highlight its substantial benefits in education. And that's it. So if you found this paper interesting, please do read the whole paper yourself. Details are in the show notes. Hope you enjoy listening as much as I try to summarise it. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast and be sure to like it and share it on social media so that you can come back and listen to another Chimichanga Challenge as I attempt to summarise another paper. Thank you for your time and tuning into the Education Burrito. Join us next time as we unwrap the ins and the outs and the highs and the lows of learning and teaching in the Education Burrito. Chimichanga out.